I'm Windsor Johnston with more NPR News.
And good morning. This is Mountain Summer, the Everything Summer Show and the Wasatch Back. I'm John Wells, and I'm here with Peg Vaverka. Good morning.
Good morning to you. So happy to be here. And it's Friday, and this is my favorite kind of a day because I'm a redhead, and it's overcast.
And there's a lot going on this weekend.
One of the big things is this right here is going on this weekend, Mountain Summer. It's a new show on KPCW. And with us right now is Larry Warren. He is the general manager and president of KPCW. Larry, welcome to you this morning.
It's like the first day of school. It's exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting. This is great.
We have...
Let's just talk about our other guests really quickly.
Okay.
We're also going to have Ryan Cray and Kate Boyd from Park City Market.
Yeah, we are going to be having Travis English from the Summit County Fair. He's bringing in a guest to talk about the Park City film series.
Shane Baird, executive chef, going to have a great recipe. I'm hungry already. We're also going to be talking about upcoming weekend events, weather, and, hey, anything else that's on our mind, I guess.
Very good. All right, Larry, general manager and president of KPCW. Welcome to you.
Thanks so much, Peg and John Wells. Exciting day for us because we are launching a new show this morning, and we're calling it Mountain Summer. Obviously, that title won't hold past Labor Day,
right.
But this is kind of a show where we're going to play around, experiment with a few ideas, throw things against the wall, or in the case of radio, throw them into the microphone, spit them out the speaker, and see which ones work and which ones are fun, which ones resonate with listeners, and create a new show for Friday. Of course, we had the farewell show for Fun Friday a couple of weeks ago, and Jan Williams, bless her heart, has now relocated, and John Burdick, still a great friend of the station and will be stopping in from time to time, but he stepped away from the show as well. So we're creating a new experience, and we will run the rest of the summer with it, and it will remain focused on great things to do for the weekend. The Friday idea will carry forward, and we're going to let you guys shape the show and see where it winds up. But I think this is going to be great fun. Peg Vaverka, for those who are Salt Lake commuters, you would know her as Peggy Ijams, and has been on radio in Salt Lake for many, many years.
Many years.
Don't count them. but they were great years, and I know I commuted hearing you coming out of the speaker for many, many years, and now relocated to Park City, and I hope thrilled to be back on radio.
Well, relocated to paradise, I like to say, because this is paradise. I literally wake up every day and think, oh my goodness, where have I landed? This is absolutely awesome. And I'm very happy to be in Park City, and I'm so happy to be here at KPCW.
And we should point out that we're calling this a Mountain Summer, and it's a summer replacement series. And you guys will get serious about a new show in the fall. And you guys, it being summer, will be traveling. So we're going to have rotating hosts coming through all summer long.
Like you said, we're going to throw a lot of stuff at the wall and see what sticks. And I think, this is a people's radio station. So if we get a lot of comments from people, what they want to hear on Friday, I think that would be a great idea.
And I would love people to call me, and they have been already, and
good.
Emailing and saying, you ought to try this, you ought to do this, you ought to talk to so-and-so, you ought to do this instead. So we're going to put some new ideas out there. And the whole idea is to continue the Fun Friday theme of having fun, having a lighter show than we have during the week at the 9 o'clock hour, and tackle lighter subjects, although we'll throw some weightier ones in maybe now and then. But the idea is that it's the end of the week. You've made it to the end of the week.
Woo-hoo!
and it's time to have fun and here are things you can do around town, around the Wasatch back, and you can drop into the Wasatch front and talk about events down there as well, because this is an interesting place in the summer. You know, Peg, you've spent so many years in the Wasatch front, and I used to spend every day on the Wasatch front, but haven't for 10 or 12 years, and have been going back for events more often lately, and mm-hmm. gosh, I mean, it's a different town. Salt Lake has really grown up. Great, lively downtown scene.
Yeah.
But of course, we will keep the focus here on the back.
And Park City's really grown up. I mean, there's so much going on. We were looking at the calendar earlier. I mean, it's just...
I
don't know if this is true or not, but this is my fourth year for the 4th of July parade. And this seemed like more people than ever. I mean, there were so many people. And I think also the summer bash that we hosted along with Cole Sports, there were more people there this year.
I think that was the biggest one I recall in the last 5 years. So, summers are livelier than ever. I've seen that just in 5 years of walking on Main Street every day, which I make sure I do since I'm just half block off in Sweet Alley.
Right.
And, there were more people here on the sidewalks earlier than any summer that I can recall. And, plenty going on.
Aren't we lucky?
Yeah. Hey, Larry, thanks for joining us.
You bet. The best of luck with evolving this show. And really, I mean it, listeners, give me a call or email me, lwarren@kpcw.org, with any ideas you have for segments we ought to think about or guests we ought to have or whatever.
Yeah, we'd love your feedback. You can also go to mountainsummer@kpcw.org. But give us feedback. Tell you what you think.
And another simple one is letters@kpcw.org. We read them all.
Perfect.
Okay.
We shall return after these messages.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lisa Saturnino, and I'm excited to announce that the Intermountain Park City Bonanza Clinic will now be a full-time InstaCare. For your ongoing medical needs, you'll see our partners at the Intermountain Park City Clinic at Round Valley. For your fractures, lacerations, and urgent care needs, come by and see us at the Bonanza InstaCare, 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Intermountain Healthcare is a nonprofit organization.
The ABC4 Weather Report comes to you live Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. after the NPR News, brought to you by Albion Financial Group.
This is Dana Edwards on behalf of Vail Resorts and Cannons Resort, supporting KPCW. This year, we developed partnerships with 25 local nonprofits to support programs like the fourth grade program at Swanner Preserve and Eco Center. Every fourth grader in Summit County will experience Utah's ecosystem firsthand and see science come to life through infield classes. Thanks to Swanner for making science cool.
And we are back. This is Mountain Summer, and I am John Wells, and I'm here with my co-host, Peg Vavirka. Peg, first show.
I know. It's exciting. It's been a while since I've been on the air, so you're going to have to give me a break. Don't be too critical, okay?
Oh, God. You know, pretty relaxed on this side of the table. You know, we're going to be talking about upcoming events this weekend throughout the entire show for the next hour.
Yes, we are.
But why don't you tell us what's cooking in Deer Valley?
Well, you know, we have got so many musical events every single weekend in Park City, and it's very hard to determine which one to attend. But the one I'm going to be going to tonight is the Deer Valley Music Festival, and Utah Symphony is going to be performing the music of John Williams. Now, I knew a lot about John Williams, but not that he was not all of the movie themes that he did. So, for instance, you're familiar with the Star Wars music theme, and Superman,
right?
So, those are two of the biggies that he composed. Also, we had the Indiana Jones series, E.T., two Home Alone films, the first two Jurassic Park films, and did you know that he did the theme music for four Olympic Games and NBC Sunday Night Football? So those are just some of them. But I bet you did not know that he also composed the theme song to the very first Gilligan's Island. Now, this is not the Gilligan Island theme song that you and I are used to. This is like a calypso-based Gilligan's
Island. And
it was
only used for the first several shows or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Why don't we play that?
Okay.
Play a bit of it, and then we're going to go back and play some of those other movies and shows that you mentioned.
Actually, my favorite thing about Park City in the summertime is the beauty of the mountains and the sky, and it's just such a beautiful place.
That's I guess all of the great golf. You know, I am coachable. You know, I've said a number of times, Peg, it's a good thing that I am not operating a nuclear power plant because I
all thank our lucky stars for that.
Or an aircraft carrier. But here's an aircraft carrier. Actually, I would like to operate one of those. Here's Gilligan's Island.
Okay.
And this is the
tropical sea is a tropic port. Vacation fun is the favorite sport. This is the place where the tourists flock, renting the boats at the busy dock.
Now, you had a lot of questions about this.
USA.
I sent this to you and said.
Yeah, I said,
this lovely day. A high school teacher is next aboard.
Where's the,
all taking trips that they cannot afford. The next two people are millionaires. They got no worries. They got no cares. They climb aboard and they step inside with just enough.
But this man has won 5 Academy Awards, 4 Golden Globe Awards, 21 Grammy Awards, and he is going to be the Utah Symphony is going to be performing the music of John Williams tonight at Deer Valley. Bring your umbrella just in case.
And he's in his early 80s. He still gets up and writes every morning.
Yeah, 82 years of age. Just amazing.
And Jan Williams, our program director, was her father-in-law.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, let's quickly play those other pieces. Oh, get your lightsaber.
So that's the Star Wars theme music. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
This is Superman.
Man of Steel.
And then this is the Olympic music.
Right. And that's a motorcycle that just went by on Sweet Alley.
And then the NBC Nightly News. I had no idea.
This is great.
Yeah. So get your tickets. I do believe tickets are still available for that. And, of course, Deer Valley, an incredible venue.
We're going to play a tune, and we're going to return right after this. This is Mark Knopfler. Mountain Summer. I'm John Wells here with Peg Vervirka. Peg, we've got some great guests here in the studio right now. We have Ryan Cray and Alyssa Daly from Republic Services to discuss Recycle Day, which is the theme for this Sunday.
Yes, this coming Sunday, Park City Sunday Market. I'm with Alyssa from Republic Services, so we're encouraging everyone to come out, wear some recycled gear, go green.
Yeah, we've got some great costumes planned, so I will be dressed as a recycling superhero, most likely, so come and see it.
Really? I was talking to Beth Fracken yesterday, and she said that she was looking for some grocery recycle bags. She's going to make a skirt.
Yes,
or something
perfect.
Like that.
We have a couple already.
I'm looking forward to that.
Bags.
Yeah.
And we also are looking for volunteers this Sunday, too, so if anyone's out there looking for something to do, we have some stuff for you at Park City.
Alyssa, we have come a long way as far as recycling is concerned.
Yes.
In the last couple of years.
Especially in Utah. I always say we're a little behind the times, but we're catching up fast.
Are we behind the times in Utah?
Well, a little. I mean, I shouldn't say we're really behind the times, but we do great with the commingled recycling, so everything goes in one bin, right? Where I'm from in Houston, everything went in a separate bin, and it was a lot more work to recycle. And so when I say we're behind the times, I mean, recycling glass is still a difficulty here in Utah. There's only one plant here that takes glass and has the ability to take a lot of it. It's called Momentum Recycling, and we work with them a little bit. But we just want to remind residents in those commingled bins, don't put the glass in there, because we're still hand sorting. Real fingers are sorting out your recyclables.
Oh,
and
wow.
So the glass breaks in the trucks when we transport it down, and then it can hurt those fingers, and we don't want that to happen, of course.
So are still a lot of people used to putting the glass in the recycle bin?
A lot of people do, because in other places in the country, it all goes in one bin, but people that are taking recycling in the commingled bins are kind of backtracking now and trying to get out of it. It just doesn't quite work the way we'd like it to. So you got to take your glass to a separate drop-off.
Absolutely. I always thought that if somebody did put glass into a recycling bin, the entire truckload was then contaminated and they couldn't, but they actually do sort it by hand?
So there's a certain percentage that we have to be under as far as contamination goes. And a lot of times those drivers, the lid is closed, and so they can't see. If the lid's open and the driver sees stuff, he'll tag a can and say, you know, please make sure you don't put this in here. And they have to dump it as trash. And so I always tell people, hard work literally gets thrown away if we don't pay attention to what can and can't go in those commingled bins, because if we hit a certain contamination point, they just have to dump the whole load as trash, which breaks my heart a little bit.
Oh, I know. It breaks my heart, too.
And all of the vendors will be supporting this theme this week?
Absolutely. Park City is a great way to learn how commingled recycling works. They are doing commingled recycling this year, and they're zero waste, and Ryan can tell you more about that.
Yeah, we have a whole team, our zero waste team, dedicated to recycling. So throughout the market, we have zero waste stations. Like Alyssa said, they are commingled, and last year we saw over 150,000 visitors and brought 24 bags of trash to the landfill and recycled everything else.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, so it's great. And we have vendors, too, that are into, you know, they sell up recycled and recycled products, like All About Pallets. They have pallets that they make into rustic furniture and decor, as well as Kiki's Greenware, who uses beer, wine, and spirit bottles to make wind chimes and other products.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it's an ongoing theme with Park City. We've always been huge about recycling and being eco-friendly, and it's a great partnership that we have with Republic Services.
Ryan, I wanted to talk to you about something. Looking at the schedule, you've got, starting at 10 a.m., you've got Zumba, then you've got Leaping Lulu at 11 a.m. this Sunday.
Yes.
I'm going to skip the 1:15 for now, but 2:15 to 5, you've got the Quinn Brown Project, which is great music.
Yes, great. Rock
but band. At 1:15 to 1:45, you've got a hula hoop performance by J.C. Adams. What is this resurgence with hula hoops? They're everywhere.
Oh, my gosh. Especially at the Mark, we have our hoop zone. And J.C. Has been with us for about 4 years now. She's our resident hoopologist, we like to call her. And she does a performance midday, and she just really gets the crowd going. She'll have maybe like 10 hula hoops at a time going. It's incredible.
Is that the gal that I always see at the concerts off to the side who is she is amazing.
Yeah.
I go just to watch her.
She's just, doing her own thing, and her whole family comes. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really fun. So she'll be back this weekend.
To tell you how nutty this thing is getting, I was in this golf tournament. I'm not really a golfer, but I went to this tournament anyway. And there were in our foursome, there's two guys and two girls. And the two girls, they brought their golf bags and their golf shoes and their everything, right? But they both brought hula hoops too. And they and we had the hula hoops in the cart. And while we were waiting for someone to putt on the green and we're waiting to have our approach shot, they start hula hooping. So
no
then
way.
The cart girl comes over and she says, "Hey, I love the hula hoop. Can I do that with you?" So and then she starts doing it.
Oh my goodness.
And then the problem was when I did it.
What didn't look quite as
it did. Well, it didn't happen. Actually, is what happened. It didn't happen. I can't hula hoop. So
no, I get it around twice, and then it just falls right down.
Do you think JC would give us a lesson, maybe?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, okay. And she's the big hula hoop.
We're going Sunday, Peg. Okay. We're going to get hula hoop.
I want to see you do that. I really want to.
Can you
see
hula
that.
Hoop?
Well, I used to when I was 12, but mm-hmm. You know what? I have not had a hula hoop around my waist for decades,
okay.
So I'm not going
right.
to tell you. If
and I'm bringing one next Friday because okay. I got one for Christmas. God
oh,
only knows
nice.
Why. I have no idea why I have one now, but I got one for Christmas.
Why not?
Hey, I just wanted to ask you one more thing about recycling. We've come a long way in the last decade or two as far as recycling in the country. What, in a perfect world, what is it going to look like? What's coming for us in the future?
Well, we've heard that mandatory recycling is coming our way, and at some point, it's not going to be called mandatory recycling. It's going to be called diversion, and cities are going to be required, municipalities will be required to have their residents divert a certain amount of waste. And there's a city in Texas that actually is moving to zero waste for the entire city. Austin, I believe, is going
wow,
to totally
amazing.
Zero waste,
yeah.
Which is amazing, and it's tricky to do. But what residents for now can do, if they've got that commingled bin, 70% of what goes in a typical residential garbage can actually be recycled. So
right.
if you're taking 70% and only 30% is going into the landfill, we're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
So.
Definitely. And what do you think about green waste, or I don't know what they call it, but the lawn and the clippings and all that kind of stuff. Are we going to be getting that in the Park City area?
That is totally up to residents
okay.
and county and city councils. It just depends on how much of a demand there is for
yeah.
it. Some cities do have those programs. A lot of places out here are rural enough that people don't need their green waste removed from their yard. They just mm-hmm. go put it out in the backyard and turn it into compost and things like that.
I love when you get your water bill now. They tell you what your water usage is relative to your neighbors around you. And
oh.
it kind of guilts you into you know, doing
that.
A better job. And I got my recent water bill. I was so excited. I called my buddy Robbie, who's always on me for, you know, laying off the water. And he said, "I'm 50% my neighbors."
Nice
wow.
job.
Gold star on the forehead.
Sure. I need a gold star right now.
You know what? What's great about recycling is all the other resources that it saves, energy, water. And I know a lot of people that recycle here in Utah because it does save so much water. And that's
right.
a scarce resource for us here in Utah. We live in a desert. Yeah. It doesn't feel like it up here in Park City. It's beautiful and green. But we do not get as much water as other places in the country. And one of my favorite recycling statistics is that a plastic water bottle, if you recycle that, it takes 88% less energy to turn that water bottle back into a water bottle
mm-hmm.
as opposed to using new materials. And what's crazy is if you throw that plastic water bottle away, and I'm all for the Nalgene water bottles, go buy a reusable
yeah,
water bottle, right?
Exactly.
But if you are going to use a plastic water bottle, recycle it, because it will sit in a landfill for about 1,000 years before it
yeah.
totally
right.
decomposes. So my grandchildren could go and use the plastic water bottle that I threw in the trash, which just is kind of mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Oh,
Ryan, we had Larry Warren on to start the show off, and we were talking about the 4th of July parade, where our sense was, collectively the three of us, we thought that there were more people in town this year, and also the
Definitely.
Summer Bash that we hosted a couple weeks ago. There seemed to be more people for that as well. What sort of numbers are you seeing at Silly Market?
I mean, it's been crazy. Last week was like, you know, I want to say about 15,000 people or so. So we, you know, do our counts, and we love seeing people. We have a lot of tourists in the area right now, I think, which is great. I mean, it's
mm-hmm.
great for our economy, and
mm-hmm.
it's always nice to, you know, have people join us at Park Silly. But yeah, I noticed the same thing 4th of July. We were in the parade, and you just look out, and there's just thousands of people. It's crazy.
My husband had to have a lobster roll last weekend.
Oh, yes.
So I don't know. Is this something that I need to try? It was
oh,
like, I've got to go get a lobster roll.
No,
yeah,
no, you need to try it.
death.
Oh, okay.
You need to try it. Absolutely.
They're freshies, and the two people, the guy is from Maine, so they are great people. They'll be there this Sunday.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah, you have to try it. It's delicious.
Where can people get more information about the Park Silly Market?
Oh, definitely. You can go to our website. It's parksillysundaymarket.com. We also have a Facebook page, so like that. We're trying to get up to 5,000 people, so please like our page. But yeah, and then like I said too, if you want to volunteer for Park Silly, you can go to our website, and it's on the left-hand side of the page there.
Awesome.
We want to thank you so much for coming out this morning.
Thank you, Ryan.
Cray from Park Silly Market and Alyssa Daly from Republic Services to discuss the recycle theme for this Sunday. Also, just to hit one more time that note that you made about we need some more volunteers.
Yes.
So go to that page and click the Yes, I Want to Volunteer button.
Yes, definitely. We'd love to see you.
Okay. We're going to be back after these messages. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay.
Foothill Oriental Rugs has been an underwriter on KPCW for over 20 years. I'm Jim Weber, owner, rug buyer, and Park City resident. As a direct importer since 1985, from traditional to contemporary to tribal, Foothill Oriental Rugs is Utah's complete rug source. Foothill Oriental Rugs is located 2 miles north of the mouth of the canyon in Salt Lake City at 1460 Foothill Drive.
C&S Creative Services has been a proud supporter of KPCW since 1987. C&S Creative encourages you to think about your marketing in ways you never have before. To brand, analyze, search, optimize, advance, and profit, now and for tomorrow. For integrative marketing solutions, it's C&S Creative. 649-1234.
Welcome back to Mountain Summer on KPCW, the Everything Summer Show in the Wasatch Back. And with us right now, we've got two more guests, Travis English from Summit County Fair, and you have got with you Katie Wang from the Park City Film Series. Now, the Summit County Fair isn't for a while, but you've got something kind of different and exciting coming up this year.
We're getting ready for it. It's August 2nd through the 9th this year. And this year, we've introduced a new Summit County Fair Film Festival. And Katie Wang with the Park City Film Series is helping co-host it and sponsor it with
Seems appropriate for the Summit County Fair. I like the idea. Tell us about it.
So we're super excited about the partnership. Summit County Fair approached us over the winter and said, you know, we're trying to expand how we reach out to young people in Summit County on both sides of the county, east and west. And we'd really like to do something like a film contest. What do you think? And we thought it was a great idea, and we're really excited to be part of it because part of our mission, of course, is to cultivate the art of filmmaking with our young people in our community. So we're looking at across the county, not just Park City, of course, but North and South Summit as well. And we are accepting submissions until July 21st. Films can be no more than 8 minutes in length. So we're trying to make it a length, you know, it could be much shorter, of course, could be a minute. We have three different categories, public service announcement, documentary, or a narrative, which could be live action or animated. And then we have a great slate of judges. You know, this is kind of what we do well, and we've got fantastic talent within our community. So we have Jill Orschel, who is a documentary filmmaker and has had films at the Sundance Film Festival. Matias Alvarez, who is a film director and producer, and he worked most recently on Cloud Nine, which is a Disney film that was shot up here at PCMR.
Wow.
Peter Palafian, who's a director of photography, who actually worked on Ready to Fly, which is kind of our hometown movie, but also River Runs Through It, Boys of Z-Town. I mean, just fantastic talent. Really, really nice guy.
Love Ready to Fly.
Yeah. Fantastic film.
Absolutely.
Ryan Miller, who is the teacher, the film teacher at the high school, and of course, you know, has access to all of these young, talented kids. And then George Domalski, who's been our longtime programmer with the film series. So, you know, we really wanted to make it a contest that would appeal, you know, broadly, as we said, to our young people, but then also be something that, you know, if they really decide to pursue a career in film or go to film school, that this would mean, this would be a meaningful prize that they would get, that the, you know, the judges that we've selected, that their opinion would matter to a school. You'd say, these are the people that said I was really good, and that would, you know, be meaningful to a school. And that's important if you want to be, you know, going to film school and putting that on your resume.
Yeah.
But we also wanted students that are just experimenting in film to have the opportunity to showcase their work on the big screen. So the winners will be screened at North Summit High School on August 5th, which is a Tuesday. And so you get to see your work with your friends and family and kind of showcase what you've done, which I think for anyone, but certainly for young people, you know, that's something that you don't always have the opportunity to do, to kind of just quietly, you know, pat yourself on the back and say, hey, you know, I did some good work and I want to share that with my friends and family. So, and then we also
Katie, the
cash prizes.
The competition is high school, middle junior high school, and college age up to age 26.
Yes.
Residents of Summit County.
Yes.
And the films may be the creation of a team of three or less members.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. And it could be something that you have submitted previously to a school contest, you know, within the past year. So we wanted people to not have to necessarily create something new for this because we know it's summertime. But if you have something you've been working on for a few months and maybe you've done, you know, as filmmakers do, they'll submit things to festivals along the way at different iterations of their project, that we wanted to kind of follow that formula.
And technology is such that, you know, everybody is making these incredible films these days. It's
absolutely
really amazing to see what kids are turning out.
You don't need really expensive equipment
anymore.
I mean, that's, you know, what's so interesting is that, you know, almost anyone has access to this technology. You can even go to the library. The Park City Library has a fantastic UCreate lab. You can check out a film camera and shoot a film. You know, but there's also an art to that, you know, to telling a story. How do you tell a visual story well?
Right.
And shorts, actually, for filmmakers are really kind of the gems.
Mm-hmm.
That if you can tell the story really well in 8 minutes or less, you've got some talent there.
Yeah.
So usually you'll see filmmakers do shorts, and certainly at Sundance you see this, and then they'll go on to do features. But that's kind of the testing ground. Can you do this?
Mm-hmm.
So we're really excited to see what our talented youth have to bring forward.
So Katie, how are you doing with submissions so far?
You know, we've had lots of interest. We've been talking to a lot of students. We have not, everything will be uploaded onto a Vimeo page that we've created. But as is typical, I think, for all contests and certainly for film, that we typically don't see submissions until right towards the end. And the people want to submit their best work. And, you know, how often have you heard at the Sundance Film Festival, we just finished this film this morning.
Yeah.
The final edit came through.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, we certainly have that as well.
And you're encouraging females to submit some films.
Yes, thank you for mentioning that. So there are two, you know, there's a couple of different criteria you'll see on the website, summitcountyfair.org and then parkcityfilmseries.org. Both have, you know, all of the information on how the films will be judged. But the judges will be giving special considerations to teams that have female directors, because that's something we want to encourage. And certainly in the film industry, broadly speaking, there aren't as many female directors as there are male directors, even though there's a deep pool of talent there.
Why do you think?
Well, there's definitely some sexism within the film industry.
Mm-hmm.
There's a conversation going on right now. Gina Davis Institute has actually done a lot of research looking at film festivals and, you know, kind of at the industry as a whole of how women are represented. Some of it is, I don't want to say endemic because that it implies somewhat that it can't be changed, but it certainly is a reflection of our, you know, our society. You do see men in more positions of power, certainly CEOs of large corporations, and I think the film industry is no different. But there is a willingness and an interest in trying to change that, and so we want to encourage that as well, and make sure that we have a broad representation of our talent. The other category that will be given special consideration is if you have a team that has representatives from each of the three parts of the county, so Park City High School, North Summit, and South Summit, because we really want to encourage inter-county teams. So maybe you have a great director that's from North Summit and a screenwriter from South Summit and someone that can score music really well from Park City. You know, that would be a great team. And that's something that in subsequent years we'll really work on creating workshops to introduce these students to each other so that they can create these teams and really, you know, bring our community together.
Very, very cool. I like the idea.
Yeah, and Summit County Fair, too. It's certainly the first of its kind in Utah.
Absolutely.
Hey, Travis, are you entering a car in the Demolition Derby?
I am not entering a car this year.
No, you're not, huh?
But we are getting excited. We've got people from, as far as way, two people from Washington State coming this year, some from Minnesota coming this year. So people coming from faraway states to join our Demolition Derby.
Oh,
so
my goodness,
we're really
guys.
Excited.
I feel totally out of it. I have never been to a Demolition Derby.
You need to come August 2nd.
Peg, your
what?
First Demolition
Until
Derby,
now.
You're going to be
now.
With me in a car. We're going to enter a car.
Absolutely.
Your car, I hope.
Well, my car, if it's running.
My car already looks like it's been in a Demolition Derby.
They're a lot of fun. But the strategy, of course, is to get that radiator in the front.
Yeah.
If you can smack that radiator, lights out for the car.
It's done. Yeah, so it's a lot of fun. You should definitely come out and check it out. It's,
well, it looks like that has definitely got to be on my bucket list for this year, it sounds like.
Yeah, August 2nd, out in Colville. So
okay.
Come check it out. We're going to have members of the Kings of Crash. It was a TV series that was on television, and they'll be there filming as well. So it'll be kind of fun to see them out there with their cameras, that sort of thing.
And tell us more about the fair. What else?
The fair, we've got all sorts of things. We've got a PRCA rodeo that's going on August 8th and 9th that will have a lot of national veteran circuit riders. Last year we had five of the top 13 worldwide riders in Colville. So it's a small arena and everyone's kind of close and you're really in the action. And it's a pretty impressive lineup of cowboys that we get out there. So it's an exciting event. And tickets are on sale at summitcountyfair.org.
Right.
We have sold a lot more this year than we have last
year
because we had such a good turnout for the Derby and the Cowboys for the rodeo as well. So I think we're building a lot of steam with it.
Okay.
Sure, so. I've got the website right here. So for the PRCA Rodeo and for the Demolition Derby, you can click on the button at summitcountyfair.org on that front page, and you can purchase tickets to Demolition and to the Rodeo and get that done.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Please do.
And also, I wanted to know, because I know county fairs are famous for food.
Yep.
And strange food. And do you have that kind of thing?
You know,
available?
We'll have the traditional corn dogs, funnel cakes. We've got
cotton candy. Okay.
The pies are to die for.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no. Hidden
treasure.
Do you
like pies, Katie? Are you a pie person?
You know, I didn't think so until I tried these pies.
Uh-oh.
They're
awesome.
Delicious. So come get a slice of pie.
Just come for the pie alone. You'll be happy.
We also have the Wolstenhumes. They're a local family, and they used to own the Spring Chicken Inn out in Wanchope.
Wow.
And they're famous for their kind of fried chicken sandwiches, and that's a hit. So the Spring Chicken Inn is no longer around, but you can still get their
chicken
sandwiches once a year at the Summit County Fair. So.
Very cool.
Well, we want to thank you so much for joining us. Travis English from Summit County Fair, and Katie Wang, who is Park City Film Series, who's put together this great program.
And I do want to say one last thing, because I think I forgot to mention it, is that there are cash prizes. So first
Absolutely.
Prize is $100, and mm-hmm. second prize is $50, and there's premiums paid for all entries. So we wanted to sweeten the pot a little bit. We've got some great sponsors, Callister, Nebaker,
and McCullough,
thank you, and Merrill Lynch. So we want to thank them for that, because that's a fantastic opportunity for these filmmakers.
And, okay. and Travis, correct cash, me if I'm wrong, it's a $4,000 top prize at Demolition Derby.
Absolutely.
That's
yeah.
yeah.
That's a lot of pie.
Get your car. Yeah, right. Car. I'm ready for that.
Car's ready.
Hey, listen, have a great weekend. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
We will return after these messages.
Support for KPCW comes from Wasatch Brew Pub, offering brunch on the patio at the top of Main every Saturday and Sunday, including New York steak and eggs, Wasatch waffles, and French toast, as well as Midday Marys and mimosas. Private event space available. Wasatch Brew Pub, misbehaving in Utah since 1986. WasatchBeers.com.
Join the Utah Olympic Park for an afternoon full of barbecue, cowboy hats, and country fun, Saturday, July 19th from noon to 4 p.m. Activities for children and adults alike, including games, a mechanical bull, live music, delicious food, and bounce houses will be available all afternoon in the Olympic Plaza. Details available at UtahOlympicLegacy.com. Utah Olympic Park is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing sport and recreation opportunities.
And welcome back to Mountain Summer. I'm John Wells here with my co-host, Peg Vavirka. Peg, we have to do this Demolition Derby. You and I can get a car.
Are you sure about this?
I think so.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm a Demolition Derby kind of gal.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm from Boston. We're out of our minds the way we drive. This is right up our alley.
I know, you told me that.
Yeah.
Like, I follow the rules, and then what was your thing the other day that you told me about Boston drivers?
Well, these are rules. It's right on red, uh-huh. left on red,
okay.
straight through a red.
Uh-huh.
You can back through a red.
Okay.
You can back through a red on a one-way with a beer in your hand and wave to the cop. If Park
this
City's finest are listening to this program, my name is Randy Barton. So,
If you ever see me driving, I'm like the little old lady, and I'm like so scared of I'm scared of you people.
You
That's
should
who
be.
I'm scared of.
You should be, Peg. Let's do some quick weather. It's currently 64 degrees outside of the Swede Alley Studios, directly on top of the liquor store. What a cool thing that is. We're going to have a high today of 79, and there's a 60% chance of a high today of 79, 60% chance
of
quantified probability, according to the National Weather Service, of heavy rain, showers and thunder showers likely, mainly after the noon hour.
Okay.
Some of the storms could produce heavy rain, mostly cloudy again, And chance of precipitation this afternoon, 60, and chance of precipitation tonight, 50%. Looking out into the future, tomorrow, slight chance of thunder showers. And Sunday, it's going to be a beautiful day with a high of 88 in Park City.
Well, this is a beautiful day in my book because I love cloudy skies. And I loved waking up this morning. All the windows are open. It's been raining all night, I think, because everything is wet. And I just love the smell and I love the cool weather. And it's just fabulous. This is just my kind of weather.
So we've already covered Deer Valley for Friday night. You're going to cover Deer Valley for Saturday night in just a moment. We, of course, just spoke with the Park City Market. We've got that covered. But here's some other stuff that's cooking. Park City Food and Wine Classic starts today and goes through the 13th. Go to the Park City Food and Wine Classic website to get details. A Chorus Line continues to play. I saw it last week. Great show.
Really? Oh, you saw it, huh?
Yeah.
I want to see that. Yeah.
You know, I wanted to be a chorus dancer, so I, you know, it was
you
good.
Did.
I can't dance. I can't hula hoop. It's not going
to
happen.
I'm thinking I'd like to see this, but
hey,
I don't
here's
know.
One. Park City Summer Cocktail Classic.
Okay. Does that sound like something that you would like?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
And that is July 11th, starting today and goes through the 31st. During the month of July, Park City mixologists will compete for the best original Park City summer cocktail.
Yes.
We have a Super Cruise car show that is going to be on Saturday in Colville on Main Street. And I'm looking for the time. Visit website. While that's coming up, why don't you tell us about what's cooking at Deer Valley Saturday night?
We've got so John Williams tonight with the Utah Symphony, which is going to be absolutely fantastic. And bring your big umbrella and your poncho and everything waterproof because it could possibly rain. But I do believe I've seen many concerts up there where they just keep on going and everybody just kind of pops up their umbrella and we sit out there in the rain. So tomorrow night for the Deer Valley Music Festival, the music of U2 with the Utah Symphony, and tickets are available for that, and that would be absolutely beautiful. Tickets range from $32 up to $85 for the reserved seat. And then we've got Mountain Town Music around town tonight. We've got a free concert in Colville, the Dusty Boxcars. And that is going to be on the Main Street stage in Colville. And also at the Wooden Shoe Park, Scott Hunt is going to be featured tonight.
And I looked up the Super Cruise car show in Colville, Main Street. That will be at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. I think they had 9,000 visitors there last year. So they've got some really neat cars there. So be sure to check that out.
Okay.
Tell you what, we're going to play a little tune. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by Shane Baird, executive chef at the Salt Lake Brewing Company, Wasatch Brew Pub, and Squatters with a, well, pretty tasty recipe.
Right.
So right after the song, this is Driving Towards the Daylight live version. This is an acoustic version. Joe Bonamassa recorded at the Vienna Opera House. Driving Towards the Daylight. Oh,
trying to get my way home. Rusty strings on my old guitar speaks volumes of who you are. Where did you go? Always will be the story of you and me. Who will it be? Oh, the next time. Hopefully one more sense of mine. Where did you go? Always will be the story.
Actually, my favorite thing about Park City in the summertime is the beauty of the mountains and the sky, and it's just such a beautiful place. That's my favorite thing.
All of the great golfing.
The Alpine Slide and the Mountain Cluster.
There's so many things to do, so many hikes to take.
Food and music, yeah, absolutely.
Looking at the mountains.
Absolutely, it's live music. There's so much live music up here, it's fantastic. People don't know how lucky they are with all the shows that you can watch.
My favorite thing is going on a hike and going on the river.
The cool air, the exercise, and the concerts, rain or shine.
My favorite thing about summer in Park City is when Randy Barton comes down into Flanagan's and grabs me by the arm and takes me for a pub crawl up and down Main Street.
I want to do the pub crawl with Randy Barton.
Oh,
Will he take me?
He certainly will. He certainly will.
You know, I was interviewing some of the people out at the Deer Valley Free Concert on Wednesday night, mountaintown.org, and was asking all sorts of people about their favorite things. So if you see me coming up to you with a microphone, don't be scared. You're not going to be on camera or anything, but we would love to get, you know, some of your favorite things in Park City. That was a lot of fun to do.
Absolutely. And so... So you may see us out there.
So what's your favorite thing about Park City?
My favorite thing about Parks, I mean, there's just so many pieces to this, so many moving pieces to this extraordinary area.
Yeah.
But everyone's really chilled out here. And my sense is that on the East Coast and the Boston area, as much as I love Boston, that there are just too many people in too small a space. And it's just, it's so chilled out here. It's just a nice departure.
And so, if you were not here, where would you be?
I'd probably be back in the Boston area because I really do like that a lot. But I've been coming out to ski here since 89, so I sort of fell in love with the place. I'd only come out once a year for about a week to ski, and then I bought a place a bunch of years ago. Mm-hmm. And when my son went off to college, the last one to go, I decided to, as an empty nester, to come out here and to move into this place for a short period of time. And well, I ended up staying and building a house and kind of making this place my home.
Yeah, it is a very good home to have, isn't it?
What brought you to Park City?
I got married. Yeah.
Wow.
I got married and I thought, well, it would probably be a good idea to live with the person that I married. And I was reluctant because I was down in Salt Lake since 1983. That was kind of home. And came up here, and it was like, well, I think I could. This is going to be an easy transition.
Yeah.
This is not going to be difficult for me to do. So I wanted to get to know you just a little bit better. So I've got a couple of questions for you. Your three albums that you would take on a deserted desert island, and I know you're a big music person.
Mm.
What would they be? Can you do that? Can you answer that easily?
Yeah, I think I'd take Over Under, Upside Down by the Yardbirds.
Really?
Yeah, that's a pretty good album.
Wow.
Featured, you know, the Yardbirds started out with Eric Clapton as their lead guitarist, and then it was Jeff Beck, and then just a good album. That's a good album.
Okay.
And the other two. That's
Beatles. Maybe some Beatles.
Yeah, it would be.
I mean, some classic.
It would be maybe Rubber Soul.
Okay. Yeah.
Great album.
Yeah.
And a third album. Boy, I love Joe Bonamassa's new acoustic album from the Vienna Opera House.
Now, see, I don't know that.
Well, he's a hard rocker,
okay.
And so he travels with you know, tons of electrical equipment, amplifiers, and all that sort of stuff. So he shows up at the Vienna Opera House with acoustic guitars, and his drummer that had this big drum kick ends up with a 64-ounce PET bottle with some nuts and bolts in it that he starts. So it's a completely acoustic, a completely acoustic show. But that album's pretty good.
Well, I'm hoping you're going to educate me about all this stuff. Very first concert in your entire life, what was it?
It was at Symphony Hall in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the seventh grade, and it was Judy Collins.
Oh, really? Who took you?
My sister.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. What was your first concert?
My first concert was Jethro Tull in Tucson, Arizona, which is where I was born and raised.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jethro Tull way back when.
Oh, boy.
Your favorite concert you'd ever... Can you name one?
Yeah.
I would have to say one of mine would be the Grateful Dead. Grateful Dead, Bob Dylan in Los Angeles. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's gotta be it.
And I've been to a bunch of Dead concerts too. My all-time favorite, I think, was Grand Funk Railroad back in 1972.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, it was just an incredible concert, and they were like number one in the world, and they had a couple of really good albums out. But I mean, I love live music. I've gone to a lot of great shows, as you have, because I know that you go to a lot of shows. But
yes.
It's hard to pick one.
It is hard to pick one. I know.
I think the one that you pick it has a lot to do with how you feel on that particular day that you're asked the question.
Yeah, the memories surrounding that particular day.
It's like someone asking you, what's your favorite Beatles song? It's kind of, you know, might have something to do with what you had for breakfast or what you're thinking about.
Right, exactly. I know this is a little personal, but just wondered if you had any tattoos.
I do, and you would never, ever guess
really?
Where it is. I have one tattoo.
Oh, I don't want to guess.
No.
I don't want to guess. Don't take me there.
Yeah.
No, where is it?
I can't tell you.
Oh.
I can't tell you.
Okay, good. But I don't want it.
But I've made money on this as a well, anyway.
My kids are so tatted up.
Yeah. Oh, we have to go to this break. We'll be right back.
Country superstar Dierks Bentley lights up the St. Regis Big Stars Bright Nights Concert Series July 24th at Deer Valley. Bentley comes to Park City hot on the heels of his seventh album, Riser, and is best known for chart toppers I Hold On and Drunk on a Plane. Show starts at 7 p.m., gates open at 5:30. Lawn seats are $45. For tickets, call 655-3114. Brought to you by the...
Okay, and we want to thank our sponsors, Park City Sunday Market, Summit County Fair, Foothill Oriental Rugs, Utah Olympic Park, and Squatters. We also, this is KPCW in Park City.